Bitcoin rocketing higher today, along with the rest of the crypto sphere popping off to kick off October. Right now, when we look at Bitcoin prices, tracking up higher by about 10%. Ether also jumping. Some investors point to signs of some regulatory optimism. Some of that coming out yesterday during the House testimony featuring Fed Chair Jerome Powell, after he clarified a statement about the idea of banning crypto, saying he has no intention of doing so. Take a listen.
So, Mr. Chairman, as a matter of policy, is it your intention to ban or limit the use of cryptocurrencies like we're seeing in China?
No, and I immediately realized that I'd misspoken there. I didn't mean to take the word cryptocurrency out of that sentence, and I would say it's fairly widely understood that central bank digital currencies could perform
But no intention to ban.
No intention to ban them, but they're, you know, the stable coins are like money market funds, they're like bank deposits, but they're to some extent outside the regulatory perimeter, and it's appropriate that they be regulated. Same activity, same regulation.
And elsewhere this week, we also had the chair of the SEC reiterating his support for eventually approving a Bitcoin ETF tied to futures contracts over those looking to set up an ETF that would invest in spot Bitcoin. The agency also, though, delaying once again, weighing in on four different Bitcoin ETF applications out of the stack of more than a dozen still awaiting a decision. And for more on the thinking there at the SEC, very happy to welcome into the show today SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce joining us here. And Commissioner, appreciate you coming on to chat here. I suppose we can start with a distinction there around chatter of banning Bitcoin and chatter around Bitcoin ETFs, because going the futures route would be very different than spot. I know you've been pretty outspoken about the delay in wanting to see the SEC get some of this stuff approved. So how close might we be to one of those approvals now?
Hi, Zach, and it's great to be with you. It's hard to tell when an approval will happen. Each approval is obviously dependent upon the facts and circumstances of the application. But you're right, the Chair Gensler has now spoken out and said that he's open to the idea of a futures-based Bitcoin ETF. I think my concern is that we've been waiting a long time to get a Bitcoin perhaps even ETH-based exchange-traded product out there. There have been lots of applications. And a futures-based product is very different than a spot-based product. So I think, it has a different value proposition, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the futures one, I think we've seen, in Canada, the futures tied mutual fund there, only attracting about $15 million, I think, in assets under management in 2 months. Whereas for 45 days, we saw $1 billion attracted to the spot ETF. But I mean, when it comes to the consumer out there, a lot of this is about investor protections, right? So, I mean, if you're adding costs, what should people maybe understand about futures over spot trading?
Well, I think that one thing that certainly Chair Gensler is thinking about is the futures market is a regulated market, much like the markets we're familiar with, whereas the spot markets in crypto are not regulated the way we're familiar with as stock market regulators. I've made the point that that's not necessary. Gold markets are also not regulated the way our stock markets are, yet we have a gold-based exchange-traded product. I don't see why we couldn't similarly have a Bitcoin-based exchange-traded product.
Elsewhere, too, I mean, when we think about regulation, that's one that's pressing because a lot of people, you, me, everybody else watching this space has been waiting for. Elsewhere, you've got the other push to kind of crack down on what is a security. We saw that in terms of Coinbase Lend and them canceling those plans there. It was interesting because some people might say it was, a necessary step to signal where the priorities are at the SEC in terms of reeling in the industry. Other people might look at it and say it could have been a land grab in the SEC establishing its place to regulate a quickly growing market when you got the Fed, the CFTC, the IRS, FinCEN, everybody kind of looking at it as who's going to be the regulator. I mean, would that be a fair take that it was kind of maybe the SEC doing a little bit of elbowing?
Well, I don't want to speak to any particular product or company, but I will say that there is jockeying for position among financial regulators now at the state and federal, I think. Primarily, we're seeing it now at the federal level of people trying to assert jurisdiction. And That's why I think it's important for the American people to have a role in this conversation about not only who should be regulating crypto, but how it should be regulated and where should it be different from the way other things are regulated and where should it be the same. It really isn't appropriate to have this just sorted out by which regulator is the quickest to grab hold of something.
Commissioner, let's talk about something else the SEC has been considering, and that is regulation around payment for order flow. Of course, that came into real focus at the start of the year, at the height of the GameStop trading and Robinhood's involvement there. You said in the past that you think better disclosures, not necessarily a ban on payment for order flow, is the way to go to address potential conflicts. Where do those conversations stand, and what specific disclosures are you looking at?
Well, Akiko, that's a great question. It's certainly been a topic that's on the chair's agenda. And he has said that we're going to be taking a look at equity market structure across the board, and included in that will be payment for order flow questions. We'll see what kinds of proposals he puts before us to consider. But what I would say is I generally take the view that if there's a voluntary agreement between two people, or in this case, between you might see a broker and a customer, and it works well for both of them, then we shouldn't stand in the way of that, as long as both sides and the customer understands exactly what the deal is. And that's why transparency is so important.
I mean, transparency seems certainly key, but there's a lot of others who've said, look, it's this zero commission trade, just the ease with which people can trade now in a number of these platforms that has led to the sort of concerns that have now risen. You've taken the opposite view, saying, we shouldn't necessarily just blame tech for these issues. How do you, think about regulation in this environment that has really, it feels like it has shifted fundamentally beyond how trades were used to be executed and just the market as it is today?
Right. I mean, people used to have to pay a tremendous amount to execute a trade, and now people are able to get in and out of stocks without paying a lot. The retail investor has never had cheaper access to the equity markets. And so I think underlying the questions that people have around this, are people trading too much because it's too cheap for them, is a real questioning of the ability of regular Americans to make decisions for their own financial futures. And I just push back against that. I think that people are fully capable of making decisions, understanding their own circumstances, their own risk tolerance. And it's not my job as a regulator to stand in the way of those decisions. It is my job to make sure that they're getting the information they need to make the decisions, but I don't want to make the decisions for them.
I guess kind of applying that same thinking back to the crypto sphere, what would be top of mind for you in terms of what you'd want to see in regulations beyond, kind of what we've heard skittishness around this week when it came to an outright ban? I know Bitcoin and Ether looked at maybe not as securities, but looking down the line, how do you address that?
Well, I think there are a few areas where we really need to get to work on the regulatory front. We need to provide clarity around when we'll be considering something to be a security. And then we need to be providing clarity about if something is deemed to be a security, how do regulated entities interact with it in a way that's legal? And, how can individuals trade in digital assets? What do the intermediaries have to do that serve those clients? So we have a lot of work to do on the regulatory front. Unfortunately, the approach we've taken so far is just to wield a big enforcement hammer.
Yeah, and we're seeing that right now, and it seems like lending seems to be top of mind and the first thing that the hammer is going to fall on. But when it comes to maybe DeFi, that's an interesting thing because you hear from a lot of DeFi degens out there saying, look, the SEC's got enough on its plate right now. They're not going to come for us or any of these protocols out there that are kind of automated, which also look pretty tough to clamp down on from a regulatory standpoint if there's not a centralized company. So they might say, look, we're in the clear. What are your thoughts on that? And maybe, I guess, if it becomes so difficult when those protocols are quickly changing and quickly advancing every day, if there's a fear that the SEC or other regulators might just never be able to catch up there?
Well, I think there is certainly difficulty on the part of a regulator to stay on top of developments in DeFi and crypto more generally. But people shouldn't assume that the SEC can only focus on one thing. The SEC has a lot of resources and can go after a lot of things simultaneously. So beware of that. And you need to be thinking about whether the securities laws apply to what you're doing, and, you know, consulting with lawyers when necessary. But I think another point is that, look, the decentralized world is one that is very new to us because we are used to dealing with large, usually large centralized intermediaries. So true decentralized projects do pose a challenge. I think what I would caution people to be aware of is that sometimes something claims to be decentralized and isn't, and there is actually a centralized entity. And I think certainly regulators will be looking to that centralized entity. So again, I think this is something our society needs to have a conversation about, because decentralized finance carries within itself inherently some ability to self-regulate. And I think we need to take that into account as we design a regulatory system.
Yeah, one final question for me here, too, as you talked about, we mentioned regulatory hammers here falling down on people and inviting people to come and discuss these things with the SEC. But some people might point out maybe the kind of two things going on there. If you do have a company like Coinbase that did come and talk to the SEC only to be kind of met with force on one of the products, I mean, how do you kind of bridge that and say, look, come talk to us? And what would you say to people who maybe saw that as maybe a disincentive to discuss these things with the SEC?
Well, again, I can't talk to the particulars of any situation. And what I can say is that I have told people to come into the SEC, and I, of course, urge people to come talk to me. But it is disconcerting to me that for 3 years now, I've been asking for regulatory clarity, and we can't seem to provide any. And so I think this is really becoming a huge barrier to this industry being able to develop in a way that's safe, but also in a way that allows innovation to happen. And it's a real shame to me that we are not just taking up the mantle as regulators to develop a regulatory framework.
I lied. I had one more around some news that Wall Street Journal is reporting here about the Biden administration maybe pushing to regulate stablecoin issuers as banks. Of course, stablecoins were attached to that lending feature. What would you say to maybe that happening and whether it would kind of crimp what the SEC is looking to do in terms of their own regulatory push?
Well, we'll see what happens with stablecoins. There's certainly a lot of discussion of it. And I know, as I said, there's a lot of jockeying for position among regulators now. I just hope that in all of this, people don't lose sight of the fact that stablecoins are, you know, are an innovation that a lot of people are using, and we need to figure out a regulatory regime that will allow them to continue to use them.
All right, SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Hope to have you back on soon. Good luck with everything. Have a great weekend.